Glory be to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory be to God forevermore. Father God, we thank you for the word this morning. We thank you, Father God, for the word that will come forth this morning. Father God, just make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths this morning that not even myself had planned on to say. But bring forth things that will not only help this congregation, but also myself, Father God. And I thank you that it will make a change in our life. And I thank you, Father God, we will continue to meditate on it and to grow in it. And Father God, we pull this out by faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pull on that mantle. We pull on that anointing that you've placed on the inside of me. And we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. And everybody that agreed said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. You can turn over real fast to Mark 5. Amen. Mark 5, we'll start about verse 22. We'll talk about point of contact. Your point of contact, a point of contact, the point of contact, however you want to name it. I think Brother Oral Roberts has got a book on it. That's where I first heard it years ago. But it's good. I actually found this from it. Richard Roberts. I'm going to read it to you. A point of contact is something you do. It's an action you take in faith as a deliberate, tangible moment when you can see you release. Hello? Did we lose something? Am I there? And I'm back. It is a tangible moment when you can say you released your faith to God to what you need. It's like turning the key to start your car. When you do it, you expect something to happen. Amen. It helps you focus your faith on God and let go of any doubt. Amen. So that's your point of contact, right? Pretty much you're releasing your faith in whatever you're believing for. Your point. Amen. Am I going in and out? Is that what's going on? Is my battery dead? No, it's full. Is that on?
Full battery.
Oh, my mic. That thing was all sideways. What's that? No, it's plugged in. I think we're good. It's got full battery. I'll put it in my pocket, see what happens. Sounds better? Hallelujah. Amen. I wrote this down. The point of contact is the point where you release your faith for whatever you're believing for. And then walk away from that place or position wherever, with ownership mentality. Regardless of what your physical senses or the situation says.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what I wrote down. All right, so Mark 5:22. Hallelujah. Mark 5:22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, who? Jesus, he fell at his feet. Amen. And besought him what? Earnestly. King James says greatly. And besought him greatly. How do you beseech somebody greatly? With faith. That's how. He besought him greatly with faith. With faith, obviously. Amen. Saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall what?
Live.
And she shall live. Amen. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. A side note, I was reading this morning, and Okay, it's got nothing to do with the Bible, right? So I was reading that part, and I said, and Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thonged him. I said, I better not read that like that today, because I will lose the whole service. I'll laugh the whole time. I figured y'all would enjoy that. Yeah, because I almost fell out of my chair this morning when I read that. I laughed for a while about that one. Amen. Oh, man. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him. But right up here, where do I want to start? Let's just keep reading for a minute, and then I'll come back and address some points, okay? And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all she had, and was nothing better, but what? But rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Right? We'll stop right there for a minute. So back up to verse 22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his what? Was there people around Jesus right now? It's amazing that there's people already crowded around Jesus, but yet somebody came up with faith. Because I'm sure there's already people around Jesus right now that have a bunch of needs, that need healing. I'm sure there's people that's sick at their houses. I'm sure of it. But yet this one, he came up and used his faith, released his faith, and said, come to my house. As soon as you lay your hands on her, she'll live. He said, let's go. Didn't he? But yet, everybody else was there. Everybody else was all around him. But only one person was exercising their faith. Right? That's just really interesting to me. That really is. You can see that in everyday life. And you can see why so many Christians get aggravated at other people. Because some Christians aren't releasing their faith. And how do you release your faith? By saying, amen. Because he didn't come up to Jesus and just fall down and say nothing. Did he? Did he? You can't be quiet and release your faith. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Next, please. And beside him greatly saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she, what? She shall live. He said, let's go. Take me to the house. Regardless that everybody else and their mamas already pressing Jesus, because he already did something across the sea. I believe it was the, who was it? Madman. That's what I was trying to say. Good Lord. He already did that. So that pretty much everybody knows about Jesus at this point, though. And so everybody's pressing him. Hey, come to my house. Hey, I got this. Hey, I got that. But somebody came up and said, hey, come lay your hands on her and she'll be healed. Oh, yeah. All right, let's go. Amen. It's interesting what faith will make Jesus do. So I wrote down, like, one, I put, we see faith moved Jesus. Yes, right? Yes. Amen. And then also, at the end of verse 23, what did he say? And she shall live. Okay? And then verse 36. Can you pull up verse 36 in the Passion, please? I'm still talking about Jairus real fast, okay? So, verse 23, it's all right. I'm not that bad. Y'all remember verse 23? He said, what was the last words out of his mouth? She shall live. She shall live. And then, if you... I just got a lot. Okay, amen. We get it out. Hallelujah. Verse 36, the Passion, it says, but go to verse 35, please, so we can just read 35. And before he had finished speaking, people arrived from Jairus' house and pushed through the crowd to give Jairus the news. There's no need to trouble the master any longer. Your daughter has died. There's always going to be some people that just are excited to come tell you bad news. There are. There's just people, really, they're ecstatic about that. That's like their enjoyment in life for some reason. I'm moving along. Amen. Next. But Jesus, what? But Jesus refused to listen to what they were told and said to who? Don't what? All you need to do is what? Is to keep on believing. You know, we've went over this before, but the word right there, refused, in the Noah Webster, I'd write this down if you haven't already. It means denied, rejected, and not accepted. Denied, rejected, and not accepted. Amen. And that's how we need to take any information that's contrary to what we're believing. Denied, rejected, and not accepted. Amen. So, whenever we're believing God for something and somebody comes up to us, sorry, they're dead. Denied, rejected, and not accepted. Amen. So, he denied it, right? But Jesus told him, don't worry about it, right? And then what happened? They went to his house, verse 39. They laughed at him. He's like, why are y'all laughing? Paraphrasing. Because it's almost 11. Chelsea told me not to tell y'all the time, but it's almost 11. We got to hurry. Look, and then Jesus, verse 31, and he took the damsel by the hand and said to her, Talitha cum, which means interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Right? So Jesus went in there, grabbed the hat by the hand, said, get up. Right? So she arose. Right? So what happened to her? She lived. But, so from whenever, go to verse 23, please. So whenever, the King James, please. Well, I guess that's fine, that's fine, that's fine. At the end, what was the last words that Jairus said? So how many times did he speak between there and verse 41? No, he didn't. How many times did he speak right between right here and verse 41? He didn't say nothing. He said that and shut his mouth. He said, she'll live, kept shut. When the command of faith is spoke, a lot of people need to keep their mouth shut. Because situations will make us change it real fast. Because situations will make us get our mouth on it and then change it. Why? Because a lot of times we'll allow aggravation, or we'll allow us being tired, or something like that. To a great illustration, I've said the story thousands of times, we're believing God for money and things like that, right? And then Chelsea quit up at Laughlin Ranch. She's about to start her own business. And we're believing God for money. Woo, you know, wide open, believing God. Can't nobody touch us. Wide open, your mama, right? And then she came up, hey, we got this bill. And first thing out of my mouth was, you need to get a job. But obviously, I should have kept my mouth shut. That's a great illustration for me to keep my mouth shut. Because if I can't say what I'm actually believing, then I need to keep my mouth shut. Because now I'm undoing everything I'm believing God for. And then a few weeks down the road, I'm going, God, I've been believing you for this. Why ain't it happening? Well, I'm trying to get it to you, but you remember you over there, you was like, well, this can't happen. Okay, yep, all right, yeah, moving along. Amen. So he spoke the command of faith and never opened his mouth again, even though the devil made sure he had opportunity after opportunity to say something. Especially because you know if it's your family, your kid. And he said, she'll live and not die. And then they come up, she's dead. You know how hard it is not to say something? You know how hard that would be not to say something? That would be rough. That really would be. But thank God he had somebody there with him to help him. That's why it's always good to run around with people that believe like you. Believe like you, that don't want to just cry and weep with you, because them people ain't going to help you but just kill. Look, it's good to have friends, but man, they just sometimes they do us more harm than good sometimes. Because if I'm really going after some things, believing God, and I feel like I'm just, man, on my last leg right now, and then bad news hits me one more time, and they're like, oh, see, I don't know what we're going to do now, bud. And I'm like, I know. I don't. What are we going to do? That you ain't helping me. You ain't helping me. But Jesus is like, look, we're going to make it. She'll live and not die. Yeah, we ain't got to listen to what they're talking about. Come on, let's keep walking. Just kept moving. What I imagine it was something like this. Like they're moving along and they came up to say something. And so they probably stopped for a second and they was like, hey, your daughter's, and as soon as they started saying dead, Jesus probably just kept doing this. Let's go, Jairus. Why? Because why am I going to try to allow something like that to get on the inside of me, try to negate what I'm already believing? Why? I don't need to deal with that. I don't. I'm already believing God for something. I'm going to stay with that. Why have to try to fight against that thought now? Amen. Okay. Where was we at? Refused. I talked about that. All right, we got that. Amen. Then let's go to verse 25. Verse 25. And a certain woman, which had an issue of what? How long? 12 years. How long? 12 years. And had what? Suffered many things. Of what? Many physicians. So, is this a woman of means? I'm going to say yeah, because first off, she had a lot of doctors. Had a lot of doctors. It says she had many physicians. And this went on for 12 years. So obviously, you're welcome, new word. So obviously, she had money to help her to keep going and seeing doctors for 12 years. 12 years, that's a long time. And so she obviously had quite a bit of money. But see what sickness does? This is Satan. See, that's why sickness is from Satan. Because it's come, Satan's come to do what? Amen. And that's why, I don't know how some people confused sickness is from God to teach us something, because sickness here didn't teach her nothing. It robbed her of everything for 12 years. Didn't it? It said that, and she suffered. So she suffered many things and many physicians and had spent all she had. It robbed her of all of her money. All of her money. And was nothing better but what? Grew worse. Next, please. When she had what? Heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and what? Touched his garment. Touched his garment. Romans 10:17. Turn over there real fast, please. Amen. Say amen when you get there. If you ain't there, they got it up here. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing the theories of men and what you see on the news. What does it come by? So then faith cometh by what? And hearing by the what? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what?
Word of God.
Word of God. All right, turn back over to Mark 5, please. Mark 5, verse about 27. Yes. Say amen when you get there. When she had heard of who?
Jesus.
See, what we hear will make us or break us.
Yes.
What we hear will make us or break us.
Amen.
It will.
Yep.
I mean, if we think so or not, it really does. Yep. What we hear will make us or break us. It will. Because, I mean, what if she would have heard, look, Jesus is out there. He might heal you. He might not. Good luck. It's just a few people. I don't know if you'll get it. Probably not. What if she would have heard this from people, though? What would that have done to her? Would she have received anything? So even, I mean, I know I talk about what we're hearing from people, but I mean, a lot of times we got to check ourselves. What do we sound like talking to people a lot of times? Are we discouraging people? Are we helping them at all? You know, are we? And when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and what? Touched his garment. Amen. Y'all all right?
Yep.
Okay. Touched his garment, for she said. Amen. Pull that up in the Amplified, please. Y'all will appreciate this. For she what? Kept saying. What does that mean? On repeat. You know, it's like, I know some of y'all might not know this, younger generation, but we used to have these things called, you know, tape players or CDs. Put that bad boy on repeat till you didn't even like the song anymore. Right? That's what she did. She kept it on repeat. Why'd she do that? Because of everything she was told for 12 years, she had to get out. Everything she was told for 12 years is, I've never seen anybody with this kind of disease live. Obviously, she didn't ever let it get on the inside of her because she kept going to different physicians. So she never accepted it. But she kept saying, why? Because all those thoughts, they were still there in the back of her mind, though. Satan was obviously still constantly bringing everything that was being told to her back up. And so she is eradicating them. See, Satan will always make sure that those negatives are always brought back. Well, you can't do that. Look at your credit score. Somebody in your position with your kind of job can't buy a house like that. And so she just kept saying, if I touch his clothes, I'll be whole. If I touch his clothes, I'll be whole. Why? Because for 12 years, everybody I've seen with this has died. That's what, I mean, thank God for doctors. They help. But, I mean, some, they just tell you what, they're just doctors. Okay? Right? Amen. So they're trying to help you. Right? Amen. So we thank God for doctors and for help. But they can only do as much as they can do. Then we put our faith in God. And let God do what God needs to do. Amen. That's what I was trying to say. Amen. But they're telling her, look, we don't know what to tell you. And then her friends, look, my cousin had that, died in 3 days. So, I wonder how many people just constantly kept coming up to her. Look, we're going to talk right here in a minute. We're going to get it all out. We're going to be good. Amen. I wonder how many people just kept telling her negative stuff, though. For 12 years, she had this. 12 years, right? And so now all this stuff is trying to come back, just constantly, constantly hitting her. Not only that, go back 27, please. Is she sick? At least three of y'all think so. So is she sick? Amen. I agree. So what does that look like? Real weak. How many people's around Jesus? And now she's trying to get to Jesus, hurting for 12 years, trying to get through this crowd. And a lot of times we have a little headache. Ah, I can't get out of bed today. I'll leave that one alone. Amen. For she said, 28, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be what? I shall be whole. Amen. Amplified obviously says, for she kept saying, for she kept saying, for she kept saying, over and over and over. On repeat. Amen. For she kept saying. She wouldn't allow any of the thoughts of negativity. Any of the thoughts of you're going to die. Nobody's ever been healed with this. Nobody's ever made it out with this kind of disease. She didn't allow any of that to affect her any longer. She said, today is the day. As soon as I touch his garment, that's it. I will be healed. I will be whole. This is it. This is it. And that's a lot of times that we need to get to that point in our life. This is it. This is it. I don't know, this is it. I'm tired of dealing with this. Today is it. That's it. I'm done with it. For she kept saying, if I can only touch his garments, I shall be restored to health. Go back to the King James, please. 29. And straightway the fountain of her blood was what? And she what? That she was healed of what? Amen. It's interesting that verse, what was it? 28, for she said, that's her believing, right? And then she felt. A lot of times we want to feel and then believe. Don't work like that. She believed and then she felt.
Amen.
Amen. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of what?
That plague.
That plague. Next, please. And Jesus, what?
Immediately.
Knowing in himself that what?
Virtue
or power or the anointing had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said what? Now, if phones are good, I like my phone and tablet and stuff, but if you have a Bible at home, I would definitely make notes and highlight who touched my clothes. I would highlight that. And reason being, let's go over to John 5:19 real fast. I'll show you why. Pull that up in the Passion if you don't mind. John 5:19. Say amen when you get there. So Jesus said, what? I speak to you timeless truth. The Son is not able to do anything from himself or through my own what? I only do the works that I see who? The Father do. I only do the works I see my Father do, right? For the Son does the same works as who? Amen. I agree. Go over to John 12, please. 12, verse 49. Same one. John 12:49 says, "For I'm not speaking as someone who is self-appointed, but I speak by the authority of who? Himself who sent me and who instructed me what?" Okay, so John right here says, "I only say what God tells me to say." Right? Yes. Okay, I agree. And then John 5:19 says, "I only do what God tells me to do." Right? Now let's go back over to Mark 5. Mark 5, about 30. Who touched my clothes? Actually, let's go back to Jairus, verse, 22? "And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay your hands on her, that she may live and be healed, and that she may be healed, and she shall live." And Jesus, what?
Went
with him. So obviously God told him, go. Right? Because he said, "I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I see my Father say."
Amen.
Right?
Hallelujah.
So he said, go. He went. Right? Now let's go back to the woman with the issue of blood, verse 30. Now he said, "Who touched my clothes?"
Yeah, right.
See, he didn't see that. God didn't say nothing about this, but faith drew out of him what faith needed. Faith drew out of him what faith needed. She needed something and drew it right out of him. That's why he turned around and said, "Who touched me?" God didn't say nothing about this. Hallelujah. That's why he's asking, "Who touched me?" Because he says, "I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say." Right? We just read it, all of us together. But here he says, "Who touched me?" Let's go over to, I wrote down another one actually. Where was that? Oh, go over to John, please. John 2. Hallelujah. John 2, about verse 1. I'll do it out of the King James. Say amen when you get there. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have what?
No wine.
No wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour, what? God ain't told me to do nothing yet. Right? He just told her, my hour hasn't come yet. God hasn't said nothing about making water into wine. Right? Because he already said, I only do what I see my father do. I only say what I hear my father say. And his mom said, hey, we're out of wine. He said, woman, first off, my mom would have knocked my teeth out. Just want to point that out. He said, my hour's not yet. Saying pretty much, God hasn't told me nothing about doing anything for this wine. But his mom said, verse 5, his mother said unto the servants, what? Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Go to the next verse. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3. I ain't going to try to say that word. A piece. Next. Jesus said what? So obviously, his mom's faith went up to God. His mom's faith, God recognized the faith and spoke to Jesus and said, hey, turn the water to wine. Because now Jesus is saying unto him. Right? We're reading it together, ain't we? Because now Jesus said unto them, because at first he said, look, my hour's not yet. Jesus, God hasn't told me to do anything about this wine. And his mom didn't even acknowledge that. Just turned and said, whatever he says to do, do it. Faith will spark things and make things do things that don't even want to do things. Hallelujah, right? Amen. And so then Jesus, sitting there, went up to God. God said, turn that water into wine. Jesus, sitting there, goes, oh, better do what he says now. And so Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he knew not whence it was. But the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Amen. Pretty much they're saying, look, once everybody's hammered drunk, we bring out the good wine. Amen. Right? But God, just supernaturally, how long does it take, first off, to make wine? And then how much is one bottle of wine? Of really, really the best bottle of wine. Like, how much y'all think? I've never drank that stuff. Huh? 900? Thousands? Thousands. And they had 6 jugs. six jugs. Not this. This. Wine made that fast. And it was the best that anybody's probably ever tasted. That's what faith did. Because he said, "What, God ain't told me to do nothing right now. Hey, whatever he says do, do it." He was sitting there, "Whatever, Mom. Okay, God. All right." And that's the same reason why he's just moving along with Jairus. Because faith, first off, put him on the move. But then faith all of a sudden stopped him dead in his tracks and said, "Who touched me?" And his disciples are like, "You don't see everybody? There's everybody and their mamas around you right now. Somebody drew that healing anointing out of me. Who was it?" Amen. And he didn't know it because God didn't say nothing about that. Why? Because it was her faith. Her faith went up there and got what she needed. Just like our faith is always able to go and get whatever we need. His mom's faith did the same thing. Because he even told her, "Look, my time is not yet. Whatever he says to you, do it." Bam. And it went right to God. And God said, "Whoo, yeah. That's the faith I'm talking about. Make it go." Jesus said, "Hey, get the pots right now. Fill them. Hurry up." Faith make you move quick. And it'll cause things to get to you faster. Amen. But remember, Jairus, once he spoke, he kept his mouth shut. Amen. Once we speak the command of faith, once we speak it out, keep our mouth shut. Amen. And his point of contact was once he got home, he said, "Once you lay your hands on her, she will live and not die." Right? And when he got home, everybody's she's dead. Jesus said, "Hey, get up." Point of contact, right? The woman with the issue of blood said, once I do what? Touch his garment, I'll be what? Healed and whole. Whole, that pretty much means that she was restored back to not only health, but financial. Amen. We better stop. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we could go for a while. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all get anything? I did. Amen. That was good. Thank God for the Holy Ghost helping us.